For many folks, it seemed to be a good idea. Have people take an oath of allegiance to the nation. However, one man objected. Someone who might have seemed an unlikely man to break the law and spend a long period of time in jail for doing so. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
He didn't seem like the kind of man who would run afoul of the law.
Father John Cummings was a very quiet, shy Catholic priest who worked at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Louisiana, Missouri. It just opened.
Brent Angle shares the story just down the street from the Catholic Church where Cummings once served as a priest. The trouble arose near the end of the Civil War with a new state law.
Toward the end of the Civil War, Missouri lawmakers thought it'd be a good idea to put a loyalty oath in place for professional people. In other words, state that you've always been loyal to the United States or you're not going to get a job.
Though he'd been loyal to the Union, the oath was something the priest did not believe should be law. It took away religious liberty, and the Catholic Church said a priest's authority is not granted by the state.
Father Cummings decided that that was something he couldn't tolerate. And so he preached. He said Mass on Sunday in September 1865. 2 days later, he was arrested.
And fined $500, which he did not pay, and was taken to the county jail. And there he remained.
He quietly prayed and refused all help, would not let anybody pay his bail. Finally, the Archbishop of St. Louis stepped in and said, we're going to take this as far as it needs to be taken. And it did get to the U.S. Supreme Court.
The priest was determined to stay in jail until his case was heard and the situation was rectified. The story of the priest's case that went to the highest court in the land is next time as we travel the countryside. In Louisiana, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.